You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. The Pistons season is finally mercifully over, which means we can move on a little bit, talk about some new topics, really dig into things that we haven't talked about much this season. So that's right. We're doing a Reggie Jackson episode. Yes, yes, yes. I know your favorite topic once again, but Van Gundy brought him up. And this is the same Van Gundy who was taking some veiled shots at some of his players, so it seems. At least that's my interpretation. You can listen to our previous episode to get more on that, who he was talking about, Andre Drummond. But we're going to talk about Reggie Jackson because Van Gundy talked a little bit in depth about Reggie Jackson and did so by name. Here's what he said via Rod Beard of the Detroit News. This is Stan Van Gundy. Quote, I think Reggie will come back and be as good or better than he was 2 years ago. I honestly do. There were a lot of things that were physically and mentally very difficult for him to handle. He's committed to getting those things changed. He's a talented guy and he'll be really good next year. I have confidence in him. End quote. Is that Van Gundy just trying to drive up Reggie Jackson's trade value? I think it's at least worth wondering whether that's what's happening here. Is there more to it? Is there something else with it? Maybe. Maybe. I think this could just be, and I'm not saying this is what it is, but I legitimately think it could just be genuine confidence in Reggie Jackson. Van Gundy's talked a little bit about how good Reggie Jackson looked in training camp before he got hurt this year. And he hasn't said so much about this. I don't think he wants to overhype Reggie Jackson. But man, there's some real optimism that comes out when you get Van Gundy going talking about that. So if Jackson can get healthy, like maybe he can get back to that level. He played very well, not this season, but last season. He had a career year, and it looked sustainable. He didn't seem to be doing much over his head. The one potential thing there is maybe he was a better three-point shooter a year ago than he'll be over the course of his career. Maybe that was above his head, but I'm not convinced of that. I've always liked his shooting stroke. I thought he could be better there than he was. I was honestly more surprised that he didn't shoot better from outside in Oklahoma City. So I wasn't terribly surprised by that. I thought it would be sustainable. And so apparently so does Stan Van Gundy. This points, I think, more to the fact that Reggie Jackson won't be traded, that he's getting this big public backing from Van Gundy. I think it's more likely than not that this is just a very simple, a coach wants to affirm his confidence in a player who he has no choice but to believe in, and therefore does. Van Gundy might be fooling himself a little bit, because I think Van Gundy also realizes it's not going to be easy to trade for a better point guard. The Pistons roster is too ready to win now to take a step back with a young player. If you take a step back with a younger player, if you can get a draft pick or somebody who's very raw, whose potential you like, well, then what do you do with Marcus Morris? What do you do with John Lure? Maybe Tobias Harris and Andre Drummond and KCP are young enough to stick to that next generation once that point guard is ready. Maybe, but you're wasting some years where those guys are at least somewhat coming into their own of being ready to win now to some degree. But there are just too many players on this roster who are age-wise and just production-wise ready to win now. Reggie Jackson fits that. Age-wise and what he can be at his peak, he fits that. So who are you going to get better than him who also fits this timeline? You look around the league, the list is not long. If you think back to when you were listening to the show at the trade deadline, I had two players on that list. Drew Holiday for New Orleans and Eric Bledsoe with the Suns. Drew Holiday is going to be an unrestricted free agent. That ship has sailed. You can't trade for him anymore. So now the list is Eric Bledsoe. Eric Bledsoe is the list of point guards who are better than Reggie Jackson and potentially available. Maybe you hope the Suns get a draft pick where it looks like they'll draft a point guard. They also have some young point guards, Tyler Ulis, who looks like he's shown some promise. He's not Eric Bledsoe, but depending on the direction the Suns want to go, they at least have somebody who can play minutes and have a future there. I haven't given up on Brandon Knight. Point guards tend to develop later. I have not given up on Brandon Knight. So maybe the Suns would trade Eric Bledsoe, but like that's the list. It's so hard to predict a trade when that's the list. And if the Pistons shopped Reggie Jackson at the trade deadline, I think they'd see where his value is. It's so low, and I don't think they'll want to sell low on Reggie Jackson. I thought it was possible they might. I never thought they would, but I thought it was more possible. But then you read this Van Gundy quote, it's like, oh, okay. That doesn't sound like somebody who's going to trade him, because that would make Van Gundy look a little bit like a two-face, a little bit. Just a little. Not too much, because he does set it up about he's going to have a great year, and he could always spin it to, yeah, I still think he's going to have a great year. That's why somebody wanted to trade for him. We just think this is a better match for our team, blah, blah, blah. He could go that way. But this, to me, sounds like a team president, a coach who is being confident in a player he has no choice but to be confident in. But there is a lot of reason for concern, too. There is. You couldn't watch the season without seeing that. And I want to give a little outside perspective. I want to play an audio clip in a second. But first, I want to talk to you about SeatGeek. Buying tickets online for sports and concerts has been a confusing process for a long time. It's always been hard to find the best deal for that game or show you want to go to, and none of those older ticket sites want to change that. But SeatGeek is different. They've come along and created an amazing app and website that makes it easier than ever for fans to buy and sell tickets. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and you can check for it for Tigers games. SeatGeek is always the first place I go to look for tickets to a game or concert. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparing for you by searching multiple ticket sites, ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work, and you save time and money. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is graded based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all, my listeners get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab and click add a promo code, enter the promo code LO Pistons. That's LO as in locked on Pistons, LO Pistons. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LO Pistons today. All right. So I want to play this clip from the Dunked On Basketball podcast. This is Nate Duncan talking about his award picks. And they went on beyond the traditional awards, some of their own specialized awards. Best dunk, biggest surprise, most disappointing player. I think you can guess which one Reggie Jackson is going to come up on. But this is Nate Duncan. I highly recommend listening to this entire podcast, by the way. These guys are on top of their stuff, Nate and Danny LaRue. I highly recommend all their podcasts, but this one in particular, where they went over their awards, I found particularly enjoyable. But here's Nate on Reggie Jackson.
My biggest disappointing player was Reggie Jackson, and perhaps that's being a little unfair to him due to the injuries. They're saying, hey, we wish we would have shut him down a little bit earlier, and does he deserve more disappointment than Chandler Parsons, who basically didn't play at all and was possibly the worst player in the NBA when he was on the floor this year? Maybe not. It's unfair to penalize him for being out there, but you know, he was ostensibly healthy for much of the year, even though maybe it's coming out now that he wasn't.
Danny also mentions Andre Drummond in this disappointing section and the Pistons in the disappointing team section. So plenty of Pistons content if you go listen to that Dunked On Basketball podcast. And I don't think they're being unfair about Reggie Jackson. He was so disappointing. And here's the thing. It's really unclear how much of this is injury related. And you can go back to listen to the old shows where we're confused by this. I'm still somewhat confused. And here's the question I just can't get over. Okay. I get that the Pistons say some of this was about Reggie Jackson's confidence and about getting him right for next season. But they shut him down with 9 games left and the Pistons still in the thick of the playoff race. They were probably unlikely to make it in terms of less than 50%, but not super unlikely. Like, they were still right in the thick of it. They weren't down at like 1% where they got in a hurry. There were 9 games left. Was he going to lose more confidence in 9 games? Was he not going to be ready for next year because of those 9 games? Like, was 9 games really going to make the difference? Because he was healthy enough to play. They made that clear. He was healthy enough to play. So with whatever was going on, was he not going to figure it out for next year because of 9 games? I can't get over that. I can't really shake that. And that's what confuses me a little bit about going toward next year. Is he this mentally weak that he couldn't play in these games? Is it a matter of he's just a player who doesn't understand how to play at anything less than 100%? It's very tricky, and I can't completely wrap my mind around it. But that's the challenge, is figuring out where to go with Reggie Jackson. Stan Van Gundy sounds like somebody all in on Reggie Jackson. I find that interesting. Don't know if I agree, and don't know for certain if Stan Van Gundy's being sincere. But I think he is sincere to himself. I think this is the attitude he knows he needs to have, and so he has it. That's my guess. That's what I think. If you want to hear more of what I think, you can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is David Locke, founder of the Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks so much for tuning in to your favorite Locked On podcast. We have something really special going on here. We are the only daily local podcast format in the country, and we are one of the only places for local companies to be able to advertise on a podcast serving the fans, the listeners that want your product locally. No other podcast network does this for you. And that's why we want you to advertise right here on your favorite Locked On podcast. Our audience is 98% male. It's about 77% between the ages of 25 and 54, and also 77% between 18 and 44. So you're hitting the core demographic. If your company wants men 25 to 54 or 18 to 44, then you should advertise right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. We'd love to have you. Our rates are reasonable. It's all based on the amount of listens. So you can email me, David Locke, at dlock09@gmail.com, or contact your host. We'd love to have you aboard, joining in with the great success that we're having on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.